Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Will Walden. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about SpaceX. We're going to be talking about the ISS. We're going to be talking about SpaceX's direct competitor, Boeing, with Boeing's Starliner and SpaceX's Crew Dragon. They're going to be shooting people from Earth to the International Space Station sometime next year, hopefully early on in the year, February-ish. That's the plan. And, you know, that's when SpaceX will be sending people back to the station, and Boeing should follow shortly thereafter, if not in the same kind of time range. But how much does this stuff cost? You know, we haven't been back to the space station from U.S. soil in a really long time. Right now, we hitch rides with Russian Soyuz capsules on gigantic Russian rockets, and we have to ship people over there to launch to the ISS. And why is that? It's because we haven't had a vehicle, we haven't had a capsule that could do that since the space shuttle. Now, that being said, these things take a lot of time. These things take a lot of money to fix. You know, it's a big problem. We haven't had a space shuttle in a really long time. We haven't had a craft that could launch people safely to the International Space Station in a long time. And it takes time and money to get these things right so the crew is safe to do their job. Now, the job of the crew is to go to the ISS and do science-y things. You know, there's tons of things that they do on the ISS, but before they get there, they have to launch. And SpaceX, with its crew capsule, its Crew Dragon, Boeing with the Starliner, each one of them can hold four people. SpaceX is going to be launching on a Block 5 Falcon 9. The Boeing Starliner will be launching on an Atlas V ULA rocket. The cost per seat of a SpaceX launch to the ISS. Now, this is where it gets a little bit fuzzy. The cost per seat is $55 million per person per launch. Okay. That's the average cost. That's not every time. It might fluctuate a little bit. Now, Boeing on the Starliner craft launching on an Atlas V is $90 million. That is about $40 million more, $35 to $40 million more than SpaceX. And why is that? There's a reason, and it's kind of a convoluted mess. So SpaceX has hunkered down. They have a set price for all of this stuff, right? They've awarded SpaceX. NASA has awarded SpaceX $3.14 billion with a B. And they've given Boeing $4.82 billion to do the same exact thing. And like I said before, $90 million for a Starliner ride to the space station, $55 million for a Dragon. Each one can carry the same amount of people. Right? They can carry four people, and they're launching one mission per year. That's about it. One mission per year just to get started. Why is there a difference? $4.82 billion to $3.14 billion Boeing to SpaceX. It's because Boeing charges a lot of money. Boeing basically fell behind. They had some, and I'm going to give you the everyday person outlook on this. Boeing fell behind. So did SpaceX. These things happen. Capsules blow up. Happened to SpaceX. Happened to Boeing. There are some things that are going on. Technical difficulties. Let's put it really basically. Technical difficulties where each company can't fulfill the mission as soon as they want to. Right? SpaceX was supposed to be going in a, what is today? Today is the 17th. So SpaceX was supposed to be launching around now, you know, within the next week or so. They were supposed to be launching people to the International Space Station if all went well. That was the TBD date, was this month. Now, they didn't get around to that because they had a technical difficulty. One of the crew capsules pretty much caught on fire. They fixed it up. They're doing everything they can to make it better and to make sure it doesn't happen again. Boeing, something similar happened. Now, that being said, SpaceX, they had $3.14 billion for everything. That was their price. Okay. NASA gave them that money. It's been approved by Congress. All that money has been funneled into SpaceX so they can do their job. And they're doing their job, and they will be launching early next year. And Boeing, on the other hand, they had the same thing happen, something similar, a technical issue. And when that technical issue happened, they went back to NASA and said, we're going to need more money because we messed up. That's as easy as it is. So NASA awarded them more money because they messed up. They need more money so they can fix what was wrong. Which is weird. Boeing continued to press NASA for more funding after they've had prolonged negotiations. Boeing offered benefits to NASA such as reduced lead times before the missions and a variable launch cadence. And then NASA caved and gave them $287.2 million for four more missions. So there's other things, $287.2 million after the fixed price. It's 18-month gap in ISS flights. So there's some things that are going on that's kind of wonky from Boeing. Why would Boeing need extra money to do the same thing that SpaceX is doing? Why wouldn't NASA say, we have this amount of money, get it done? And that's where the bloat of NASA comes from. That's where the bloat of government comes from. Why would they funnel money into Boeing when they're doing the same exact thing as SpaceX? On the average, NASA has paid Russia $55.4 million for a seat on their 70 missions from 2006 to 2020. So NASA has started paying $79.7 million per seat on average since 2017. So they said, hey, we got $55 million per seat. Who wants it? SpaceX was like, we do. We have the rocket. We have this capsule. That's our plan. We were going to do this anyway, so let's get this done. Boeing was like, nah, we need $90 million. We're going to do something a little bit different. You know, we can do the cadence differently. Dude, SpaceX can do that same cadence. SpaceX can reuse the rocket. They can reuse their capsules. They got it better than Boeing. They don't trash their rockets when they're done. They land the rockets and they refurbish them and then they launch them back up again. So cadence was 1 year. Boeing offered the same thing. It's a weird, weird thing. So that's where the bloat, like I said before, of NASA, of government comes into it. And that's why SpaceX said, hey, NASA, we got this cool rocket ship we're making, this Starship, and we're going to get to the moon before you because we can. We don't have the bloat. We make our own stuff. Everything is made in-house. We have a rocket factory. We're scrappy. We're going to do this. And that's why SpaceX kind of had a weird situation with this. Ars Technica reported on this. And the headline was NASA report finds Boeing seats priced at 60% higher than SpaceX. And they tweeted it. Elon Musk said, that doesn't seem right. Meaning not fair that Boeing gets so much more for the same thing. Yeah, dude, of course. Elon, you're a smart guy. You know exactly what this is. It's, it's bankrolling. Boeing's been there since the beginning, you know. ULA's been there since the beginning. They've all worked together for a really long time. And they bring something else to the table. which SpaceX doesn't. SpaceX is, let's get the job done, let's do this. Boeing's like, how can we make some more money? So I'm not saying corruption. I'm just saying that SpaceX has a leaner and meaner and better team that's taking part of this. And they know when they're being kind of shorted. So Elon Musk, this doesn't seem right. I'm sure he's had talks with NASA about this. And I'm sure he's had words with them, because if they're doing the same thing, then they should be paid the same amount, right? If they have the same sort of rockets, same sort of commercial crew, they can send four people on a rocket to the space station. That seems like it should cost the same amount of money per person. But we'll see how this works out. And I'll be here to tell you when they figure out what's going on. This was reported November 14th, so a couple days ago. And by Ars. So check out Ars. They're really awesome. Ars Technica, if you haven't checked them out before. And if you want to check out my YouTube channel, you can watch a bunch of cool space videos there. YouTube.com/SpaceNewsPod. And on Twitter, I'm at SpaceNewsPod. So thanks so much for checking out the show. Make sure to hit subscribe, because I'm here every day. So thanks, everybody, for taking the time out of your day to spend it here with me on the Space News Pod. My name is Will Walden, and I'll see you soon.